Welcome back to the Fantasy Flavor Podcast, where we're spicing up your daily dose of fantasy football content. Join Dylan Thomas, Sanat Ansara, and Trenton Roberts as they provide you with player and team analysis, mock drafts, and one-on-one interviews. Hey, what's going on, Fantasy Flavor viewers and listeners? My name is Dylan. I'm joining us Nat and Trenton. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Doing great, as always.
Awesome. They're both good. So today we're going to be doing our Fantasy Football Rookie Wide Receiver Rankings 1 through 6 as of April 26, 2020. We have the graphic here for viewers on YouTube. And if you are on podcast platforms, there should be a link in the description to check out our rankings. If there's not, let me know. So I'm just going to go through the top six here quickly here. So Jalen Reagor is our consensus number one there. Went to Philadelphia. Jerry Jeudy at number two. Went to Denver. CeeDee Lamb at number three. Went to Dallas, I believe. Number four, Justin Jefferson. Went to the Vikings in the first round. Denzel Mims went to the Jets in the second round, I believe, late second round there. And Henry Ruggs is also tied with Denzel Mims there at that fifth spot. And he went to the Raiders, first wide receiver off the board. So let's start off with Reagor. I feel like I remember Trenton came in and he was kind of like, I really like Reagor. And then I asked for his rankings and I'm like, you don't like Reagor at all. You're low on him. You seem to have a change of heart. I'm just curious why.
It's beautiful landing spot. Yeah. I mean, that was the best possible landing spot for any receiver in the draft. Whichever receiver went to Philly was going to be a top three receiver in this class because it is wide open. And Reagor is just, I had him lower because I figured he'd not get that high draft capital. Mm-hmm. I figured he would drop a little bit further. I figured some other team would pick him up. But him going to the Eagles in the first round, just he shot up. I love him as a player. He is very dynamic. He's a great guy over the middle. He can play the slot. He can also play outside, which is great for a small guy, but he's at his best when he's inside and running over the middle. And then as soon as he catches it, he is one of the most, if not the most, dynamic after the catch receiver in this class.
Yeah, I know Sanon's a big Philly fan. What do you kind of think about Reagor?
No, I mean, I would love anyone who went to Philly, but I personally wanted Justin Jefferson to go there. But who cares? Reagor is great too.
They're both super close. That's why. So
yeah. For me too. I think they were very, very close. But I think Jefferson was a better fit somehow. He's a bigger, you know, wide receiver, and he's a better route runner. So I thought that probably that's why he was a better fit. But Reagor is great. So and the best land, the two best wide receivers did not get the ideal landing spots, and that's why Reagor, you know, jumped them.
Yeah, and they all got really good draft capital too, first round. So yeah, it was honestly, they're all kind of the same tier. Those first kind of four guys we'll talk about here were all really close in the same tier. So definitely Rager's my number one here, and I think he has strong film. I like the things I'm hearing about some film, you know, film experts. The numbers are great. His market share of yards was great. His breakout age, I believe, was, I have it right here, breakout age was it over the 95th percentile, I believe, and his college dominator 73rd percentile. So he was just great. Even how bad TCU's offense was, he had a large share of the offense.
Yeah.
Definitely here. Here's where we get different though. So for my number two, I have Lamb. Nan has Jeudy, and Trenton has Reagor. But Jeudy is our consensus number two. So why Jeudy over Reagor? I mean, Reagor should be the alpha there, you know.
We don't have Jeudy over Reagor. We have Reagor over Jeudy.
Not Trenton.
I have Jeudy over Reagor, just because I think Jeudy is that top option in the class. I disagreed with you guys when you thought Lamb was the best in the class. I thought Jeudy was the best in the class.
No, I thought Jeudy was the best too. Don't say guys. Okay. I was team Jeudy.
Okay. But, yeah, he's going to an offense that's, I think, is going to absolutely shoot up the boards on passing this year. And I think Drew Lock is going to be really, really good. He has already there. Who was their wide receiver last year?
Sutton. Cortland Sutton.
I don't know why I keep forgetting him. I looked up his name earlier because I couldn't remember. But Cortland Sutton is a great receiver. I think Judy can actually be their wide receiver one. I think he might take that role on maybe midway through the year.
I see.
He's a great route runner, and he's going to get a ton of targets, tons of catches. And they also added KJ Hamler a bit later in the draft. I believe late second round they grabbed him. And he's another one of my favorite guys. He's a great route runner, great at getting open. So their offense is going to be really dynamic this year. They're going to have a lot of upside. And I feel like with that upside, Judy being one of the great wide receivers he is in this class has a ton of potential.
Yeah.
I agree with Trenton. If I believed in Locke as much as you do, or you know, if the way people are talking that, you know, he'll be so great and whatnot, if I believed that much, then I would have Judy over Rager too, because I love Judy a lot as a prospect. But the only thing is, I'm still skeptical about Locke, and you know, and I feel that they are going to rush more than people think and pass less.
Yeah, that's definitely fair. I think he's closer to like Calvin Ridley than he is like an Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper might not be a number one anymore, but you know, I feel like he's just more closer to like that, like a really nice secondary option, like maybe like a Tyler Boyd plus, than like a alpha number one like I think Rager can be. So I don't think Judy's bad. Judy played a lot of the time in the slot, so I hope Alabama, they often think he lined up outside. No, his last season he played like over like 90% of the snaps in the slot, kind of like Jefferson. So he's more of a slot guy, so hopefully they give him some slot. I still think Cortland Sutton's a beast. That's why I'm kind of like, and we don't know about Drew Lock. I think Drew Lock might be the QB breakout this season, just with how many weapons we have. But we, you know, have to wait and see there.
I see Baker.
Okay. What do you say, Trenton?
I just really love the Lock upside. I said it earlier. I just think he's going to dominate this year, and I think Judy takes that wide receiver one role.
Yeah,
because he has more draft capital than they even put in Sutton.
Sutton's been a baller though, so we'll see. Mm-hmm. CD Lamb is our consensus number three, I believe. I had Lamb the highest at two, Sutton at three, Trenton at four, kind of like a downscale. So I'm gonna start it off here because I guess I'm the highest. That's kind of how I like to operate here. It's a bad landing spot, right? And the thing you'll see kind of like on Twitter, on Facebook, is kind of like, oh, AJ Brown had a bad landing spot. This is worse, probably.
Yeah.
Just with the opportunity. True. But I kind of hope they put him in the slot. I feel like he'll be whoever gets put in that slot. It might be Cooper too, because he struggles sometimes. I feel like if they do put CD Lamb in the slot, he can actually have pretty solid year one production. Dak Prescott threw for like a little under 5,000 yards last season. So even if he has a little share of that, that could be like 700 yards, which is really good for a rookie. We kind of discredit that because of how good the rookie wide receiver class was last year at producing year one. So CeeDee Lamb, he's the most talented guy for me. I'm not going to slide him down that much. Talent will win over landing spots. Cooper can be cut with, I believe, like no cap penalties or something like that after 2021.
What are you saying? Oh, no, he just signed the deal.
I know, I saw the stat.
It should be after 2022, right?
I heard 2021. I can send you the tweet later. It might be wrong. I was kind of skeptical myself. I went, what the hell is guaranteed monies in year one? I can send you the tweet I saw at least later if you
want. I'm just checking, no worries.
But anyways, if that's true, or maybe they just move on from Michael Gallup. I mean, CeeDee Lamb could potentially be the alpha. Amari Cooper's really struggled. He had his best year, sure, but maybe Amari Cooper's more of a number two. So I love CeeDee Lamb. That's such a good fit. And with Dak Prescott, I feel like Prescott stays, honestly. And if Dak Prescott's throwing for like 4,500 plus yards each year, that's a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. So that's why I like Lamb so much. I'm not as much worried about the situation.
Yeah, so you are right that it was after 2021, the cap hit. The dead cap will be about 6 million.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And I also agree that Gallup, they can move on from Gallup. The difference between AJ Brown and Lamb landing spot is that AJ Brown's landing spot was bad because of the quarterback. They did not have any receivers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But here they have two good receivers. That's why the market share is the one that is getting hit here. And that's why the landing spot is bad. So those two are different.
Yeah, I agree and, with you, by the way.
Yeah, and you're right that, you know, Dak threw for around 5,000, and I think he'll do it again. So when it is all said and done, I think 700, 800 yards is well within the reach. And I also believe that he'll be the slot guy. I don't think they will put Amari in the slot.
Yeah, if you,
I mean, Amari is better outside.
Amari's really good in the slot too. I just want to give him this credit. Mm-hmm. Personally, I disagree respectfully.
Yeah, yeah, but he's also very good outside. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a new receiver, they would rather put it on slot. I mean, that makes sense.
I hope so, especially with another guy here down the whole list.
So I don't hate Lamb at all. It's just that the other two were better.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why.
Yeah, it's everything you said. He just has so much competition.
Yeah, I'm not worried about wide receivers tend to not really like produce as much as we consider it. Like I said, we have so much of like last year kind of like in our head recency bias that I feel like even 2018, Calvin Ridley had a good season. That was kind of skewed on touchdowns though a lot. I remember didn't he have catch like 10 plus, and a lot of those earlier on. DJ Moore kind of had like a meh year. You know what I mean? And those guys have ended up being pretty good for fantasy. So. Yeah, I'm not concerned about the year one production. Like I said, what's not, I agree. 700 to 800 yards is well in reach, and that's really good for a rookie. Dak threw for 5,000 yards. There's a lot there. So,
yeah,
I know Trent's a little lower in Lamb as a talent too, but I like Lamb a lot. So, moving on here, we do have Justin Jefferson, number four. Jefferson was not in four, my number three. And I believe, number seven there for Trent. I mean,
that's generous, according to
generous. Him. Let's hear it.
No, I, for those of you that have been listening to the podcast for all our draft episodes, you know that I am not a Jefferson guy. I don't like Justin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. His numbers were inflated by that LSU offense. He and Joe Brady, Joe Burrow, though he's not going to have that type of like level of offense in the league. I mean, it's still going to be a good offense, but he is going to an offense where he's going to be the clear wide receiver too. He's got a lot of competition with Thielen for targets. And I mean, I don't like I think he's very overrated as a prospect to begin with. So I think that he definitely has some decent upside if he can reach his potential, but I think his floor is a lot lower than people think, and that scares me.
I get where you're coming from here. I mean, Justin Jefferson, Jerry Jeudy, those are interchangeable for me each day. So even though I had Jefferson at my three, I could have him. I could have moved Jeudy up. Honestly, you made really good points about Jeudy. I think Jeudy might be. I definitely think Jeudy's safer than Jefferson too. It's just kind of like a talent, but Justin Jefferson's so safe too. Like I don't like your thing with the separation too. Look back on the film, honestly. Joe Burrow is not, like I feel like his biggest weakness. Honestly, he doesn't lead his receivers yell. Even with Jamar Chase, I feel like they had to make like crazy catches, and Justin Jefferson's so good at those contested catches. One concern I keep hearing about Jefferson, which I don't think is entirely true, Adam Thielen, right? He's kind of known as a slot guy. Adam Thielen ran 31% of his routes in the slot. And that number could be kind of skewed. It could be kind of wrong. You might want to look at slot targets too. I couldn't find the stat. Definitely if someone wants to find the stat and tweet at me, I'd love to, you know, hear that. But they kind of gave some slot targets and slot snaps there to other, like the third guy in the offense, like Chad Bebe, Johnson. Can't pronounce his first name.
Olabisi Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. They actually got a lot of the snap work there too. So slot work there too. So if they put Justin Jefferson in the slot, I think he can be Tyler Boyd with some quicker 40, some more jets there. I really like Justin Jefferson. He's so safe.
Yeah,
so
me
good
too.
He's good in contested catches.
No, there is no competition there.
Exactly.
It's just he. After that, everyone else is like super meh. You cannot even call them meh. They're all undrafted and whatnot.
Yeah.
I think this is... He just went to a great landing. I always thought Vikings was one of the best landing spots. And that's the reason I have Jefferson. That
I think he's safer than you're giving him credit for, honestly. He does he's such a well, like, renowned route runner. Like, the option routes he runs are, like, really good. Like, he's such a cerebral player. Like, I feel like Judy is like number one for probably year one production. I feel like he just kind of has that safety. But Jefferson has to be number two. He's such a good route runner. I get it. You have more
and he also has concerns, one of the best quarterbacks among all these receivers that we are talking about. He has one of the most accurate quarterbacks.
Kirk Cousins so loves the slot too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry to cut you off there.
And even Diggs, like even for Diggs, he was so accurate for Diggs too. And Diggs, you know, left about 100 targets. 100 targets, 70, 60 catches, 800 yards. Not very, very good for a rookie.
Do you have anything else to add on Justin Jefferson, Dratton? I think you haven't talked to him about
anymore. I think that you said one thing that I agreed with, I'm going to say. But it's that he is a good at contested catches. He has good hands in contested situations. That's the only thing that I think he has really going for him. I think he's an overrated route runner. I think he needs a lot of he needs some more help in that area. And I also think that he is not going to be really a big touchdown threat. I mean, sure, he put up what 20 some touchdowns, and that was Burrow. And just going insane on college DBs. He is not going to be that red zone guy for you. That's just not who he is. And in the NFL, he's not going to be that red zone target. So his touchdown numbers should be lower than people will expect. And I think he's just going to be that guy that's going to get them a little bit of yardage each time. He'll get them first downs occasionally. And he'll be good for that first down guy. Contested catches, coming over the middle, getting it and getting that tough yardage, but he's not going to be that guy that's going to put up those numbers. That's why I don't like him as much.
I do think he can kind of have the career that Tyler Boyd, though. I think he does have more upside just because he's naturally more fast. So I'll be excited to see that. We obviously disagree here. It'll be cool to come back here and see maybe if your film was right or I trusted my numbers and my little bit film bros. But moving on here to tied number five here, Denzel Mims and Henry Ruggs. I want to talk about Mims first because he was kind of more consistently high between us, and then some of us were super high in Ruggs and others were not. Denzel Mims, I mean, I'm so kind of surprised. I believe Trenton and I are lowest, so it's not. Why are you so high on Mims?
Yeah, that's because there are two things. He was already very high for me before the draft. I really like his talent, his contested catches. He has the traits of a number one receiver, like alpha. And secondly, he went to a place where there are no receivers. So, I mean, he could take the number one job there, you know, for day one. The coach is bad, the quarterback is average, but the coach can be fired any day. So, you know, I think he has all the opportunity. He's very talented. I'm just very surprised that the only red flag I see is that there are so many receivers who are taken before him. I don't know why. Maybe the NFL knows something that, you know, we don't. The analysts don't.
Yeah.
So apart from that, I don't see any other reason why he should not be even higher.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was taken earlier, I would even have him over Jefferson because of the opportunity. Opportunity is king.
There. Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. Go ahead, John.
But I love Mims as a prospect. I think he has a lot of upside. The issue I have with him is he is very raw. He is a great athlete. He's a big receiver with some decent hands, and he's fast. But he doesn't have great route polish, and he needs help like with body control. Other than that, he has the tools needed to succeed, and he's going to an offense where he will be that number one target. But it's kind of like the A.J. Brown scenario. He went to an offense where he would be that number one target. He could be that number one target right away. But the quarterback situation is iffy at the absolute best. So I kind of think that the quarterback situation is what pushes him down for me. I definitely think he has really good upside, but he definitely has some stuff that he needs to work on.
Yeah, I definitely kind of agree with that. I'll get to you here in a second, Sanatan, but I mean, even from his production was kind of overrated. He had like an 86th percentile college dominator there, but like a lot of it was just because he was catching touchdowns. So that is influenced by yards and touchdowns. Touchdowns kind of skewed the data there. So I don't think he was as dominant. JJ Zacharyson actually tweeted out today, I believe, that Mims is one of his biggest busts. And I know that's a guy Snotten likes there, so probably shattered your heart there a little bit. I know you're a big JJ guy. I just found that interesting. But just overall, I think Mims is a little raw. I will say the one thing is that kind of surprised you think he's raw at all that stuff, considering he didn't run many routes at college. So how can you think he's raw? But when he did at the Senior Bowl, a lot of the scouts liked it. So that was a little interesting to me. But maybe he ran more routes than I know. I don't crunch every game like you do.
So he has more ceiling and, you know, maybe a lower floor. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
So, you know, worth a shot. I mean,
wait, first, definitely.
Who is for there? Sure. Yeah, for I mean, sure you could shot. Yeah, you could get a much better receiver than, you know, the Justin Jeffersons and those players, because he could be the number one and others don't have that number one, except for Rager. They don't have that number one job locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, number six here, we do have actually Henry Ruggs. I think he might be one of the biggest busts here in this class. Guessing according to Snotten's ranking, he's kind of close to me there. He kind of thinks that, you know, that's possible. Trenton, on the other hand, has him ranked number three. So, I mean, he's absolutely skewing his consensus ranking. So, why do you like him so much?
He gets way too much hate. I don't understand it. I don't understand why people don't like him. Mm-hmm. He is that speed guy, and everybody gets weary of those speed guys, those speed prospects. Everybody saw John Ross bust. He's kind of did better last season, but for his first 2 years, he was very bad. A lot of speed guys don't pan out. Ruggs is not just a speed guy. Mm-hmm. He gets pegged as a speed guy. He is not that. He is close. He is. It's why I don't understand why you like Rager as your number one if you don't like Ruggs. They're similar players.
Eagles.
Both really speedy guys. I know a landing spot was good. That's why I understand that. But they're very similar players. They're both really speedy guys that can take the tops off of defenses, but they're also really good underneath and really good after the catch. Ruggs is a very underrated route runner. He has all the tools. He high points the ball really well. He's a great jumper. And I think he just has all those tools plus his speed. If anything, it's not the speed that put him up this high. It's the speed is the cherry on top for me. He is that guy that has all the tools, and he's being really underrated by all people in the fantasy community just because they are weary of those speed guys. And he is going to a good situation. He has Tyrell Williams as the only guy really ahead of him right now on the depth chart. And he has that draft capital. And Derek Carr was, I believe, one of the top few most accurate quarterbacks in the league last season.
Yeah, because he dumps off every fucking pass.
But if you're looking for an accuracy standpoint, he doesn't dump off every pass. So, if you look at his tape, he actually passes some. He is an accurate quarterback, and Ruggs will be that guy they can use over the middle. He'll be that guy that they'll use in a Tyreek Hill role. And that's why I liken him to Tyreek Hill. He has those tools like Tyreek Hill. He's not just the speed guy. He's a good route runner with good hands, good polish. And that's why I think everybody is too low on him.
Yeah, so I agreed with you until you brought Carr, you know, because I also like Ruggs a lot. And that's just one side of the picture. The other side is the person who is throwing him the ball. You know, he's not throwing himself the ball. He's very, very talented. I don't think of him as John Ross. I really think he's a good route runner. And there is a reason he was picked that high. The problem is that Carr is very, very conservative. And, you know, he will be used to stretch the field to provide the underneath, opportunities to other receivers. He'll help the offense, but not in a fantasy way. Like, he'll help Josh Jacobs a lot. I think Josh Jacobs' stocks rises because of Henry Ruggs. And the other thing is they also got Bryan Edwards. You're talking about Tyrell Williams. I really like Bryan Edwards.
Attaboy.
And he could be the middle of the field guy who will benefit from Ruggs. So there is a difference between Tyreek and Ruggs, because Tyreek has Mahomes and Ruggs has inverse of Mahomes, you know, exact inverse. So, and you said the difference between Rager and Ruggs. I think Wentz is a very good passer. He takes shots deep. If Ruggs had gone to Eagles, I would have liked him much more than this. It's all about the quarterback for me. And that's it. Mm. No hate on the player.
You want me to go?
See, the thing is that Ruggs is... Carr is hated on too much, in my opinion. But aside from that, it's... I think he's going to be used more than he will be as that deep guy. He'll be used more as that underneath guy that'll get them yards after the catch. Because that's what he dominates at. That's what he's great at. That's where he flashes on film, those yards after the catch. He doesn't really flash as much on the deep patterns. What he flashes at is catching the ball short and then taking the distance after he makes some people miss. I think that's where they're going to use him at. And I think they'll use him underneath and use somebody else to go deep and keep the defenses honest. He can be used to go deep, and I feel like that's also one of the things that's going to help him. Those cornerbacks are going to have to stay back. They won't be able to press him because if they press, he could be gone. They'll be worried about that, and that'll open up a ton for him underneath. And those yards after the catch will be there. Those targets will be there because he will be that lead option. And I feel like he has a lot to go with.
Yeah, I completely disagree. I think you love Ruggs. I hate Ruggs for fantasy football. There's so many. All right, I'm going to start off here. I do think his ceiling, he does have a high ceiling, sure. I do think he could be Deshaun Jackson. We have different player comps, okay. But I feel like the chances of him hitting that are so low from how I evaluate prospects. And this is where fantasy football, there's probably no wrong way to evaluate fantasy football unless you rate him off like looks like my mom does, okay? So, like, here's the thing. Ruggs shows alarmingly high, like, bust risk, too. I believe JJ had this as another guy. But for me, I'm going to break it down why he's a bust for me. This guy never broke out in college at all. And he had Tua throwing him the ball. Okay, there's a lot of weapons there, sure. I mean, we've seen this kind of before with the University of Miami offense. I believe they had Shockey. They had all these other guys. I'm not much of an old guy there. Who else went to that offense? It was Santana Moss and a few other guys there. I can put it down in the comments if anybody asks for that. I can pull that up there for you. I did not watch football in 2004. I was a little baby. But just kind of overall there, just kind of like 17th percentile college dominant rating, bad. Market share of yards, garbage, okay? So kind of those are kind of your numbers there that you kind of use there on the player profiler, okay? Here's the thing, though. Henry Ruggs, if he can't beat out college wide receivers, how do we expect him to beat out NFL-level wide receivers? And sure, you can be like, well, you know, that Alabama offense had so many talented wide receiver prospects. Okay, sure. But, I mean, compare it to it now. I wonder if Tyrell Williams or even, you know, went back to Alabama. Let's say he goes to Alabama. I feel like he'd be really good and he'd be a great prospect too, disregarding age because obviously he's 20. You know what I mean? So like he's going to have even better competition, I feel like, in the NFL. Even if the depth chart's bad this year, we're talking about future years too. You're investing in a wide receiver. They're a long-term investment. And that's why I'm concerned because the bust risk for how I evaluate Ruggs is so high that I feel like you shouldn't draft him because there's safer options on the board.
Agree.
The bust risk is so high.
It's just the bust risk. I agree that it is possible that he busts a lot for fantasy, not for real life NFL. I don't think he's John Ross.
I think he's closer to John Ross than Tyreek Hill, though. I'll say that.
No.
Here's the thing. When you watch him on tape, the crazy thing about him, sure, he didn't break out. He was underutilized, in my opinion, because when you watch his tape, go look at – I don't do this often because it doesn't work for scouting, but go look at those highlight tapes for this guy. You look at his highlight tapes compared to other wide receivers. With the amount of targets those other wide receivers got, which the amount of catches, the amount – the numbers they put up, he has more highlights. He has more plays in which he highlighted compared to a lot of those other guys on a lot fewer touches. He is that guy that is he didn't break out, but he should have if he got just a few more targets. He definitely could have. He is that guy that's going to come in, and if he gets those targets, which I believe he will now, because I disagree. I think he has less competition actually on the Raiders. But once he gets those more targets with the high draft capital, they're going to target him, and he's going to blow up, in my opinion, just because on, like, I believe just ranking, just about, and doing it in my head, I think about every and every one in every four touches he had was a highlight. If it, maybe even bigger than that, one in every four touches he had was a highlight, was a huge play. So he can bust off those huge plays anytime, and with more targets, I feel like he will bust them off more consistently.
Here's the thing for me too, though. It's kind of like, sure, I hate what you just said, to be honest. If you give me anybody's highlight films, they're going to look like a god. Okay, can we just be realistic here? And I think the more highlights is because that's the type of player he is, which correlates to real life too. He's going to be a really heavy boom bust guy if he does even pan out, you know what I mean? Let's say, whatever. So it's just kind of like, he's flashy, but that doesn't mean he's good. David Montgomery was a flashy player. I remember, oh my god, he breaks so many tackles, he's so good. He didn't do crap with them. So I know that's kind of like a weird comparison there, but flashy don't mean good, in my opinion. Highlight worthy don't mean good. That's kind of like the opposite of like Judy. You know, Judy may not have the flashiest, sexiest game, or Justin Jefferson, we'll get there, but you know what I mean? They get the job done, and that's what matters to me.
I agree. You don't want to look at those highlights. You don't want to. But the thing is, I'm not looking at the highlight plays. I'm looking at the amount with the few less amount of touches. Looking at the amount of touches, once he starts getting more touches in the at the NFL level, all those highlight plays will be more consistently happen on a per game basis. Just because he has more potential to do it. He'll have more opportunity. Opportunity is king. That's your thing, Sonatan. And once he gets more opportunity, he is going to blow up, just because at like one in every four catches, he'll do something. He'll do something huge. And if he gets four catches a game, that means once a game, he's going to do something huge. That means once a game, in every game, you'll get probably around 80 to 100 yards and maybe a touchdown.
So what is he gets four catches a game? Freaking DeSean Jackson combined with Julio Jones? That's a really optimistic outlook. I think you have to, like, I get the film's good, but you have to realize, like, statistically, and I know you're not much of a numbers guy, I think he has a way higher chance of busting out than you think. If you could probably do the same with Tavon Austin. Oh, if Tavon Austin got 20 touches a game, he'd be a beast. Maybe there's a reason why these guys aren't getting many touches. Maybe because they aren't open, or maybe because they'll drop it, or maybe because this, that, or the other thing. There's a reason. Everything happens for a reason. I'm going philosophical here tonight, boys.
No, but I don't think he's that guy who doesn't get open. I think he's very good. The only problem is the quarterback. I think if the quarterback thing is fixed, I'll be high on Ruggs, and probably I'll buy him low next year.
Yeah, Derek Carr hates passing deep too.
Is what I plan to do. And Gruden hates Carr. I mean, I would not be surprised if Carr is not there next year.
Gruden does force feed his number one wide receiver a lot, though, so it'll be interesting to see. But my bold prediction here, I'm going to wrap it off with my bold prediction here. I think Bryan Edwards 3 years from now might be the better fantasy wide receiver than Henry Ruggs. So that's my bold
prediction. Oh, yeah. That's my bold prediction. I believe that, too.
Mm-hmm. We'll see if it pans out.
Write that down. Let's have a freezing cold take. I'm kidding.
Okay. I mean, how much you just hyped up Ruggs? That could be an even more cold take. So, you know, at least I'm not, whatever.
We'll see 3 years from now.
It'll be cold to watch. Maybe we'll be right. Maybe we'll be wrong. But thank you so much, viewers and listeners, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Feel free to leave feedback, subscribe, or check out our previous content. And remember, have a fantastic rest of your day.